The maintenance of any self-desire shall always lead one under the control of a spirit of deception. But truly I say to you, as I send forth my holy apostles and prophets in this last hour, the light, revelation, that abides within them, and which flows forth out of them as they speak forth the words that I have given them, shall expose all deception abiding within the hearts and minds of my people. And because of this, all those who truly love me shall be set free, and they shall draw ever closer to me. But to those who love death and darkness more than me, they shall be forced to flee a great distance from those places where my word and my spirit are being poured out, true spiritual environments. And thus shall one be able to distinguish, discern, between those of my people who love me and those of my people who do not. And one shall also be able to distinguish, discern, between those who serve me and those who do not, between those of my people who know me intimately and those who do not know me intimately. Any time that one is used as a vessel of accusation or condemnation, the motivation of that evil, unrighteous vessel, is always rooted and grounded in the principle, law, found in Romans 2:1. Therefore you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whoever you are, who judges and condemns another. For imposing as judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same things that you censor and denounce. The protection of the anointing abiding within every one of my children has nothing to do with seeking after money, self-sufficiency, but rather continually seeking first my kingdom and my righteousness. It is self-desire, self-agenda, that cripples my children's ability to both hear and act on that which my spirit, the anointing that abides within, is speaking to them continually. My children must not take any preconceived notions of how I will provide for them, for if they do, they shall surely not be able to discern my provision properly, and thus they shall always find themselves bound with some form of lack. And this cycle of lack, set in motion by their self-desire, shall continually spiral, expand, until such a time as that one sets themselves in my presence on a regular basis. If my children, through faith and revelation, are not continually controlling the evil spirits, attempting to work around them, and even in them, through them, then they are surely being controlled by both their circumstances and by those around them to a certain degree. This is because those who are around them are those that they have chosen, rather than the ones that I have chosen, and thus the very thing that they feared has come upon them, the fear of being controlled by others. There is an element of rebellion towards me found in the fear of being controlled by others, the spirit of independence. My children are no good in the establishment of my kingdom in the earth, and the edification of my church apart from revelation. The anointing of life. When it comes right down to it, the religion of the unholy is all about self. Self-justification in any form has nothing to do with the exercising of faith or love. All selfishness, pride, and fear amounts to idolatry. My children must continually put aside all ill will, malice, towards anyone, and seek my will, greatest eternal benefit, for them in any given situation. It is only a perfect love that casts out all selfishness, fear, pride. If one believes that they can stand in the pulpit to minister my word, while maintaining a lackadaisical, negligent attitude in their diligence concerning obedience in the practical affairs of their daily life, then they are deceived. For truly I say to you, for my church to reach the fullness of the physical manifestation of my glory in their midst, the glorious church, every word that goes forth from every pulpit must be ministered in the fullness of conviction, absolute truth in the unhindered power of my spirit. For it is only in this way that my people can be continually elevated to their proper spiritual positioning in this hour. Hence, the great importance of each and every one of my children being found partaking of that which comes only from a true spiritual environment, both individually and corporately. Every one of my children must have a clear revelation that they are called to be pure and clean vessels, for if they continue to maintain any ground of unrighteousness within them, then that leaven shall allow Satan to stop, through their hardness of heart, the flow of the anointing abiding within them. Not that Satan in himself has the power to do anything, but rather because of the unbelief, fear, mistrust, residing in the hardened heart of certain ones in leadership, then that agreement with the spirit of fear releases the force of fear through that one's words, and through their very presence in the midst of the congregation. Thus, instead of my people being set free and greatly edified, they continue on in bondage to some degree, and thus they are literally trapped, through their own ignorance and wrong environment, into fellowship with the world and its self-serving ways. Truly I say to you, in this last hour, I shall send forth my holy apostles and prophets, and the anointing abiding within them shall cause all of these things that I have just spoken to become abundantly clear in the midst of all my people, and they shall have a very small window of opportunity to seek a deep and thorough repentance. For truly I say to you, the time is coming, and now is, wherein each man's work shall become evident, and whatever position they have chosen to be in, through either faith or unbelief, then, in the same way as a freeze frame is taken on photographic equipment, that position they have chosen, through an act of their own free will, shall literally be, for the moment, frozen in time, exposed for all to see, discern. Such is the power of the third day anointing, an anointing of holy fire and light. So therefore, my children, incline your hearts diligently to my word, will, for the hour is late, and all must make the choice of a clear allegiance to the word and my spirit, or to the lies of the evil one and the spirits of Antichrist. If by faith one does not allow the Holy Spirit to continually do the deepest work of the cross in them, then to a certain degree they shall allow themselves to be controlled by a spirit of presumption, rebellion. The flesh, sense knowledge and perception, only knows itself, and does not care about anyone or anything else but its own interests, agendas. In the past 2,000+ years, you have seen certain individuals and even small remnants, groups of my people, abide in a perfect obedience, and you have seen the impact of their lives upon both the church and the world. But it is certain that compared to what you are about to see, these lives, as glorious as they were, are just a glimpse compared to the soon manifestation of the glorious church, throughout which the entire earth shall be filled with my glory. A remnant of my people, through whom the former and the latter reign, shall be poured out as a flood. There is no possible way for any one of you to fully comprehend at this time the magnitude of the impact that this outpouring shall have in one way or another on every facet of human existence before you leave the earth. Have I not spoken to you previously, saying there is no limit to what I can accomplish through one who will diligently keep their spirit man in dominance over their soul and body? One then can begin to imagine what will happen in this earth when thousands upon thousands of my children begin to guard their hearts with all diligence. Certain hospitals shall be supernaturally emptied as my power flows down every hallway and throughout every room, driving out every sickness and disease and the spirits behind them. And the spirit of death, the final foe, shall literally be put to flight before the continuous onslaught of my children in this last hour. Even this slight glimpse into the time of the glorious church is mind-boggling, apart from the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And thus Your only recourse, as my precious sons and daughters, is to abide moment to moment in the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that each one of you, individually, as you are diligent to obey, can bring about the divinely ordained corporate, glorious manifestation of the body of Christ in this last hour. Truly I say to you, for my children to walk in anything less than revelation, moment to moment, day to day, would serve only to impede this most glorious outpouring. One thing I have made superabundantly clear in my word is this. In this last hour, all those who truly desire to be completely freed shall be completely freed, and all those who refuse to be freed shall abide in an ever-increasing state of death, darkness, and bondage. Therefore, let all those who truly love me be found diligent in their handling of my word, that they might abide in the place of absolute freedom, perfect liberty, the secret place of my presence. For it is certain that where my spirit is, there is freedom, liberty, to carry out the fullness of my will for your lives, along with the abiding, unlimited power, the anointing, to set the captives free. In this last of the last hour, one shall be found to be either wholly serving me from a heart of faith and love, or wholly serving themselves at all cost to those around them through fear and selfishness. It will be the love of the truth and the integrity, righteousness, that is its spontaneous byproduct, that will both empower and sustain the work of the establishment of the glorious church in this final hour. A clear conscience leads directly to a clear mind, clarity. When the spirit man is kept in dominance over the soul and body, then the mind becomes simply a servant to the spirit in the carrying out of my holy plans and purposes. But when the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions is allowed to control one's existence, then the mind, thought life, dominates, squelches the divine impulses, revelations that are continually rising up out of the spirit man. The discipline of bringing every thought captive to a revelation of my will, word, perfect obedience, is of extreme importance, for the failure to do so negates that one's effectiveness in edifying my people and establishing my kingdom in the earth. As you speak my word, absolute truth, in perfect accuracy, and thus continually release the anointing that abides within the fullness of in the fullness of conviction, then truly I say to you, it allows me, by the power of my spirit, to begin painting the masterpiece, a revelation of my heart and character, in the hearts, spirits, of all those who will hear. And as they continually guard their heart with all diligence, the incorruptible seeds that you have sown in them shall continually expand their vision of my body, both concerning their individual calling and the corporate calling of my glorious church in this last hour. Put your trust in the anointing, not only abiding in you, but the anointing abiding in all those with whom you have to do. Never trust in anything that has its origin apart from my spirit, for all that is apart from my spirit is unrighteously motivated. There is nothing so devastating to Satan and his forces as the praises rising up out of a heart that is wholly given to me. Jesus, the unbelief, religious spirits, and the hardness of heart in the people towards God were the toughest things that I had to face in my earthly ministry. And so shall it be with you, my faithful ones. Rejoice, for I have anointed you to carry out every task with a pinpoint accuracy. And truly I say to you, you shall both expose and devastate every religious stronghold that crosses your path in this most glorious hour. How many grains of sand do you reckon are in the entire earth? How many seeds do you reckon are in the entire earth? These questions are beyond mental ascension, for the direct answer to them lies only in me. One must cast down any ground of mental ascension, the desire to grasp me, my word, in one's own understanding. For it is only in this way that the spirit of wisdom and revelation can continually enlighten my children and direct them continually in the paths of righteousness, grasp, intellectual comprehension, or mastery. If I have placed two of my children close together, it is not that they might derive any form of soulish comfort, outer consolation, or security, dependence upon flesh and blood, for any reason, in a spirit of self-sufficiency. It is for this purpose, and this purpose alone, that they might, in loving me from the position of a heart wholly given, learn to love one another, and in learning to love one another, learn to love all those who cross their path. If one does not walk in love with the people they are closest to, positionally speaking, then what would make them think that they would love anyone anywhere else? If those of my children who are being controlled by a spirit of envy or a spirit of jealousy knew, had a deep revelation of, what I require of all those I have put in positions of great authority in my church, then they would quickly repent of their evil ways and allow me to consume that ground of fear within them that the enemy is working through. How can one abide in perfect obedience if they allow Satan control over any facet, aspect of their lives? Did I not say that wisdom is far greater and more precious than gold and silver? Truly I say to you, apart from my children abiding in my wisdom, financial wealth will not only keep them from answering and walking in the fullness of their calling, but it shall consume and destroy their entire lives. Every time that one of my children acts on a revelation of my will by the unction of my spirit, a scheme of Satan is devastated. There is no defense against a perfect love. Never underestimate the force of love. The anointing that I have placed within and upon my holy apostles and prophets shall empower my people to prosper. The spirit of the cross denies self-desire, but perpetuates, sustains godly desire. A parent at any given time is either ministering to their children in the spirit of love or the spirit of fear through pride. If any one of my children maintains a fear of being controlled by the spirit of Jezebel, a controlling spirit, then they shall surely leave themselves open to failure in discerning the voice of my spirit in certain areas of their lives, those bound by self-desire and the self-agenda that is its spontaneous fruit. My children must deal both immediately and harshly with even the subtlest movement of the spirit of fear, and the only way that they can do this is to be found abiding in my word, will, and in that place bring every thought captive to a perfect obedience, a revelation of my will. To the degree that one of my children avoids abiding in continual revelation, it is to that degree that you shall be invisible, of no consequence to them. All condescension, disdain, is the result of one being controlled by a spirit of self-exaltation, pride. Condescension, displaying arrogance and scorn. Disdain, look down on, reject with contempt, lack of respect accompanied by a feeling of intense dislike. If my children do not discipline themselves to bring every thought captive to a perfect obedience, perfect love, then they shall surely be found to be speaking and acting to a certain degree apart from the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Many of my children who have allowed themselves to be controlled by a spirit of strife, division, are continually seeking, through the ground of pride and the spirit of self-exaltation working therein, the perverse, counterfeit, satisfaction and soulish gratification that comes as a result of their seeking to prove themselves right, not at all cost to themselves, for my glory, but for the self-glory that continually fuels the ground of pride, self-righteousness, abiding within them. If one maintains a fear of lack, then regardless of how much self-effort, which is continually fueled by this fear, attempts to accumulate security through the hoarding of finances and the attaining of possessions, they shall still experience to a continually greater degree in their lives the very thing that they had feared, lack. Truly I say to you, only a deep and thorough repentance before me shall cause that one to rise above the schemes that the spirit of poverty is attempting to carry out against them. The spirit of self-exaltation and its maneuvers are easily discernible to those of my children who are abiding in my word. As you continue to abide in perfect love, my beloved ones, there shall be many manifestations of answers to prayer concerning all those that you have been in intercession for over the years. An increased and acute discernment, clarity, is one of the chief characteristics of all those who are walking in the narrow path of perfect obedience in this last hour. If one does not acknowledge me in all of their ways, then they shall surely direct their own paths, lean upon their own understanding. The anointing abiding within my children is sufficient. Sufficient for what? All things. If one of my children maintains any ground of fear in their lives to any degree, then to that very same degree they will hinder the outflow of the anointing abiding within them. And thus, to the degree that one maintains selfishness, it is to that degree that they do harm, whether they are conscious of it or not, to all those who cross their path, for there is no love in fear and selfishness. If one is not going to abide in a state of continual revelation, then they shall abide in a state of continual mental ascension, the place of a continual leaning upon one's own understanding. Those who have ignored the words that I have spoken through my holy apostles and prophets to any degree have done so because they are entrenched in a mindset that they have formulated, and thus they refuse to accept the paradigm shift in their thinking that I desire to accomplish with every word that I speak. It is the revelation released through the speaking of my anointed word that will effect a paradigm shift in the hearts of all those who will hear, both listen and act upon, a revelation of my will. Many of my children fear the life of the cross, self-denial, obedience unto the death of the soul life, suke, and thus they bypass it, seeking to walk in resurrection life and the blessings therein, apart from laying down their lives entirely, completely. But truly I say to you, without a continual drawing near to the spirit of the cross, thus allowing him to do continually deeper work of the cross within them, they shall never find what they are looking for, nor shall they be prepared, fit, to enter into their true kingdom position and destiny in this final hour. To the degree that one allows their soul and body to be in dominance over their spirit man, it is to that degree that they exalt themselves and the kingdom of this world over my word, will, and the kingdom of heaven. I did not heal my people's memories so that they could dredge up past sin through choosing to abide in a sin consciousness. The key to maintaining the love walk is for my children to spend the required time with me in intimate and personal fellowship. Much of the so-called love found in the family unit is an artificial, soulish, counterfeit love. Many of my people are sometimes moved, activated by fear, but I never am. All compromise is rooted and grounded in one of my children allowing themselves to be moved by fear rather than being moved by faith, love. The spirit of the world, in all that it says and does, promotes the lie that there is no such thing as a last days. There is a great difference between my joy and my peace and the security, strength, and comfort, happiness, the world appears to supply. My people must believe that I am who I say I am, and that I will do what I said I would do. Is it not written I am watching over my word to perform it? If my people will just simply trust me, then I shall surely show them what it means when I said, I will give them the desires of their heart. For as they acknowledge me in all their ways, then I shall be enabled to place my perfect desires in their heart, and thus they will in no way allow the evil one to deceive them with false desires, desires that, as they are sought after, shall surely lead my children continually further, farther from my best for their lives and ministries. All authority goes hand in hand with all diligence. To guard one's heart with all diligence is to acknowledge me in all one's ways, and to acknowledge me in all one's ways is to guard one's heart with all diligence. If any one of my children maintain any ground of fear in their lives, then they make themselves a vessel of strife and division, going somewhere to happen. For the most part, the vast multitudes of my children are bound in some way to the world system. Tell my children that they must begin to seek me, and thus acknowledge me in every aspect of their lives, and I shall surely show them what to do. Apostolic Elitists. If one of my children allows themselves to be controlled by a self-exaltive spirit, or a spirit of mental ascension, then, when they hear the anointed word that I have sent forth through my ministers to correct them, it shall always appear to them that my vessel is exalting themselves above, condemning them, when in reality it is the conviction of the Holy Spirit confronting any self-desire and rebellion within them. If one is held captive by a spirit of accusation, and thus they discern my anointed words spoken through another, one of my children, as boastful, then it is certain that they themselves, by their accusations, have exposed their own desire for self-glory, and thus it is certain that they themselves have been held captive by a spirit of self-exaltation, and through their criticism, unrighteous judgment, of my anointed one, they have served only to fuel their own self-desire, boastfulness. For one of my children to be moved by what they feel is a certain byproduct of the greater desire to lean upon one's own understanding and to exalt oneself rather than to humble themselves before me. True humility, a total trust and dependence upon me, is rooted and grounded in a deep desire to love me with all of one's heart, the spontaneous fruit of which is to carry out the fullness of my will for their lives through a perfect obedience. It is the job of my holy bondservants and handmaidens to both receive and minister the words that I bless them with. It is the anointing upon those words released in the fullness of conviction, through a perfect obedience, that shall never return to me void, that shall accomplish all that I desire, and succeed perfectly in revealing fully to the heart that will hear, receive it, the matter, purpose for which I sent it. I expose whatever is wrong in my church first to my holy apostles and prophets, in order that they might declare my words, first to the principalities and powers, and then to the hearts of the people after a time of intercession in their behalf. All those of my children who seek and keep on seeking to condemn and criticize love unrighteousness more than my righteousness, right way of doing things, love. For truly I say to you, the one who truly loves me would never dare to exalt themselves over others in such a way. As one keeps their spirit man in dominance over their soul and body, through abiding in a perfect obedience, then they release continually all the forces of the spirit man, faith, wisdom, love, righteousness, etc., and they set in motion every law, principle, that subsists under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of increase, the law of divine restoration, etc., subsist, to have existence in, or by reason of, something, to remain alive. If one of my children is continually seeking to look at things through their own eyes, then it is certain that they remain bound by a sin consciousness. It is as my children continually seek to look at things through my eyes that they shall have an ever-expanding revelation of the righteousness consciousness that abides within them and which is theirs in Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing. As my children continually seek first my kingdom and thus come to walk in the fullness of the ministry and kingdom position that I have called them to, then any ground of bitterness, hatred, resentment that remains shall be both exposed and consumed by my holy fire. But if one holds on to this ground, thus allowing themselves to be held by a spirit of unforgiveness, then they shall surely experience a restlessness and turbulence within themselves that will not let them rest until such a time as a deep and thorough repentance is forthcoming on their part. As one of my children diligently seeks me concerning a thorough repentance of any ground of sin within them, then truly I say to you, I shall remove it from them eternally, and thus they shall come into a continually deeper revelation and experience of a righteousness consciousness. Righteousness consciousness, a continual awareness of who we actually are in Christ, our true identity. As one of my children diligently seeks me concerning a thorough repentance of any ground of sin within them, it is as my children resist the Holy Spirit and His ministry that they allow the evil one to formulate his schemes against them, his first aim being to deceive them into holding on to those things that are no longer theirs in Christ, sin consciousness, poverty, sickness, hatred, etc. Unforgiveness is a terrible bondage. If one of my children commits a sin against another one of my children, then if that one whom the sin was committed against does not walk in love, acts and obeys me in both word and deed concerning the one that sinned against them, even though they may not outwardly express hatred or offendedness, their failure to act in perfect love surely indicates an inward unforgiveness that shall surely manifest itself through the releasing of a negative, unrighteous forces. And thus, rather than believing my best for the one that sinned against them, they shall be found to be exercising a form of hatred towards them in a spirit of self-righteousness and self-justification. The maintaining of any ground of unforgiveness is a blatant denial and contempt for the blood of Jesus. If you have any fear of what others think, then you are in the wrong job and you are on the wrong planet. There has never been much abuse suffered by my children at the hands of a rebellious and self-serving leadership. There has been much abuse suffered by my people at the hands of a rebellious and self-serving leadership, but they must never allow themselves to be held by a spirit of unforgiveness, for if they do, they shall end up being held captive by the same self-serving ways they saw previously in those counterfeit leaders. As those of my children who have been harmed in some way by those in authority humble themselves before me and forgive any previous transgressions against them, then I shall surely lead them to those delegated authorities who are abiding in my love, and thus they shall begin to be elevated into the fullness of their precious inheritance in Christ as they partake of the anointing, grace, upon that ministry. All those in delegated authority who maintain any ground of self-desire shall surely allow themselves to be held captive by the evil one to carry out his schemes against those who are ministering my word in spirit and in truth. The fasted life includes no maintaining of self-desire. The fleshly desire to help me in the carrying out of my will through mental ascension may begin as a simple desire to assist, but its ultimate purpose is to overthrow, gain its own way. For the flesh is the flesh, and there is no righteousness or love found in it. The days of my people bending my word to fit their own philosophies, and religious practices are over. The only reason that one of my children gets offended in the first place at any wrong done to them is because their first and foremost desire was acceptance and approval by flesh and blood, rather than abiding in perfect love. The more sin is, the more damaging my presence shall be to that sinfulness. The amount of my word that my children take, assimilate into their spirit man, is the degree of my glory, presence, that can be manifested through them. Maximum input, maximum output. Maximum results, fruit for my kingdom. The only ability that self, the flesh, has is to sin. There is always a way out of any temptation the devil brings against my children in his attempt to bring them to the place wherein they shall succumb to his pressure to trust in their own understanding, fed by the lies of the evil one, and thus to mistrust me. Truly I say to you, there is no pressure that Satan can exert upon my children that, in reality, necessitates compromising my word, will, in order to act in the flesh. It is a deception of the evil one. In any given moment, regardless of circumstance, that one under pressure need only incline their heart towards me, and I shall surely deliver them from any and every tactic, scheme, of Satan and his forces against them. It is a spirit of apostasy that sets itself against all those of my children who begin to seek understanding from me, with a view to walking in an absolute faith. This spirit will always move immediately in the circumstances, surroundings, of the one seeking to walk in a perfect faith, absolute trust, in order to exert the necessary amount of pressure needed in order to draw that one back into mental ascension and trust in sense knowledge and perception rather than revelation knowledge. Apostasy, a total desertion or departure from one's religion, in this case, a faith and trust in the Father and His Word alone. Latin, apostanai, to stand apart from, desert. Fellowship with the world, James 4:4, results in occupation and domination by the world and its ways, fear, rebellion, pride, and selfishness. I have called my holy apostles and prophets to break through any barriers that my people have concerning my divine requirement. The divine requirement? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. One cannot walk in the anointing that abides within them, obey the still small voice of my spirit, and be presumptuous at the same time. Faithfulness is always the perfect byproduct of a heart that is both consumed by and saturated with my word. The maintenance of a sin consciousness to any degree shall cause a cycle of failure to be repeated. In the same way, the diligent and continual maintenance of a righteousness consciousness shall cause the kingdom cycle of faith, love, obedience to continually manifest in that one's life and ministry. Any ground of fear, pride, maintained in the life of one of my children shall always manifest itself to a certain degree in resentment, bitterness, and hatred, unforgiveness. The spirit of Jezebel is a spirit of control, and therefore every time one of my children leans upon their own understanding through a determined act of their will, they are being held captive by this same spirit. Fear does not release the anointing abiding within. It is faith working through an abiding love that causes the anointing to flow freely. External, temporal things cannot effect eternal things. If one speaks in fear, then they shall surely move, act in fear. And in the same way, if one continually speaks words of faith, then they shall surely move, act, in a way that corresponds with the revelation that I have placed in their heart. As my children continually keep their spirit man in dominance over their soul and body, the eyes of their faith shall become clearer and clearer, until such a time as the revelation that I bless them with becomes more real to them than any circumstances surrounding them. And thus, from that point on, they shall be able, through faith and patience, to continually carry out the necessary corresponding action to bring that revelation, manifestation of my will, to pass perfectly. If one of my children fail to act in obedience concerning seed sown, then until they repent of their reluctance to let go of whatever it is they are holding on to, then through their fear they put the law of decrease into effect. The moment they set themselves to a perfect obedience and sow the seed, then the law of divine increase is immediately put into effect and begins to reverse any previous loss. My children must always remember that if I reveal to them the need to plant a seed, then it is because they need to make room for greater blessing in their lives, which in turn allows, empowers them to be a continually greater blessing. The narrow path of perfect obedience is the fast track to heaven. Every unrighteous word or action by my children is the direct result of the failure on their part to bring every thought captive to revelation knowledge. If one is not being moved, controlled by the spirit of the cross, then they are surely being controlled by a spirit of self-exaltation. If any one of my children are meddling in another's business, then it is certain that their own business is not in order. If one desires to meddle in, involve themselves with another's business, for that one's the greatest eternal benefit, then they shall surely pray for them, without ceasing, and in this way fulfill my command for them to love one another. If one's heart is right before me, then their mind, thought patterns, shall also be right before me. When one of my children comes into the position wherein everything in their life and ministry is beyond their control, then it is certain that they shall never fear being controlled by others. Absolute love, absolute diligence, absolute courage. For one to express agreement on any given matter, there must be words spoken. And thus, one should never view one's silence as agreement or disagreement. It is only unbelief and fear, mistrust, that cause my people to presumptuously lean upon their own understanding in the false hope that their needs, selfish desires, and self-agendas will be met. It is a deception of the evil one for one to take a thought at any time that doubts, in any way, my desire to meet any one of my children's needs, spirit, soul, body, or financially. Life, love, is more than a feeling. The spirits of transference main task is to convince one through a continual bombardment of thoughts over a long period of time that my character and my attitude towards that one is the same as the attitude and character shown by certain ones in positions of delegated authority, parents, leaders in the church, etc., that have both misused their position and misrepresented my true character to those under them. Because of these things, the spirit of transference has ground, because of this misrepresentation, to work, and thus continually keep that one who has been abused in a constant state of unbelief, darkness, and doubt, concerning the absoluteness of my provision for them. The spirit of transference works constantly to keep one bound to the realm of sense knowledge and perception, thus keeping one who fails to bring every thought captive to a revelation of my word in a continual state of darkness, false revelation, mental ascension, concerning my holy character and my true attitude and will towards my people. Because of these things, many think I am this or I am that, but truly I say to you, they must repent and put themselves in a position to receive a revelation of my word, in order that they might come to know me in my reality as the provider. One is either going to be motivated by the love of money or the love of my will, word. The number one enemy of faith and love and revelation is an adherence to sense knowledge and perception, that which is perceived through one's five physical senses. Adherence, to follow closely or exactly, in this case, take that which is perceived through one's five physical senses as their final authority. The spirit of prophecy is that spirit that helps enable my children to receive the fullness of their inheritance in Christ. If my children allow fear to control, dominate their lives in any way, then they block me from blessing them in that time with the revelation that they need. To avoid perfect obedience is to avoid the necessary confrontation of anything that is apart from me in one's heart, and to avoid the necessary confrontation is to avoid perfect obedience. This cycle of fear shall always prevent one from entering into the fullness of their inheritance in Christ until such a time as a thorough repentance of that ground of fear, sin, is forthcoming. A revelation of the principle of divine restoration empowers, blesses greatly my people in their warfare against Satan and his forces. There are many in leadership that seem to be prospering in their allegiance to the world and its ways, but truly I say to you, their time is up. The first and foremost prerequisite to a perfect intercession is for the one called to intercession to themselves be found abiding in that place of a perfect obedience. The first and foremost priority of my children as they gather together should be to feed their inner man and not their outer man. There comes a point in time wherein, if I allowed my patience and my mercy to hover over the lives of any given rebellious one, that I would be lending a hand to Satan and his schemes for their greater destruction. For in their rebelliousness, they have allowed themselves to be used freely by Satan to come against my anointed ones, and I shall not stand for that in any way in this final hour. And because they have held to their darkness and their thirst for vainglory, they have become enemies of the cross, and thus their every word and action serves only to hinder greatly the edification of my people and the establishment of my kingdom in the earth. Tell all those who cross your path to remember Korah's rebellion. For truly I say to you, the fullness of time has come, and all things that are apart from Christ in the midst of my people shall now be judged, exposed, without exception. There are worse things than physical death for those who have received eternal life. For instance, being continually used by Satan to carry out his schemes and to be his mouthpiece, to speak and act against my beloved bondservants and handmaidens, my faithful ones who seek nothing but to carry out my will at all cost themselves. Negligence leads to darkness and rebellion. Diligence leads to light, revelation, and perfect obedience. For one to succumb to peer pressure is for one to be held captive by a spirit of idolatry. Such will be the anointing on my holy apostles and prophets in this last hour, that all those who cross their path and whose heart is wholly given to me shall know that the words I speak through them are absolute truth, spoken in an absolute, perfect love. Always remember, my beloved ones, you are dealing with the hearts of all those who cross your path, not just the words they speak and the actions they take, but the motivations behind them. These motivations are unsearchable and hidden to the five physical senses. But truly I say to you, I shall reveal them to you by my Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. If one will only remove the sin from their lives, then they will not find themselves in fear in the presence of my holy bondservants and handmaidens. In this last hour, the demons have no place to hide except in one's fear, and even that will be for a very short time. Fear blocks discernment. Abiding, a maintained sin, disobedience produces much frustration in one's life. To the degree that one of my children has a revelation of the fact that there is no good in the flesh, it is to that degree that they allow my love to be continually shed abroad in their heart to a greater degree. Any time that one puts a person, thing, possession, or money before and above a revelation of my will, word, then they are being held captive by a spirit of idolatry. Revelation knowledge is an enemy to sense knowledge, for it is through the five physical senses that all of Satan's schemes originate. Time is never an issue unless one allows themselves to be held captive by the spirit of unbelief, mistrust. Preconceived notions, thoughts that are taken apart from the revelation of my will, word, are fodder, fuel, for the devil and his schemes.